At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more. My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself. At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy. It's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Ever get that feel? You know that feeling like something's just off?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a weird vibe.
Yeah.
Maybe in your apartment building, but you just can't put your finger on it.
Right.
Well, today's deep dive, it's all about that feeling.
Okay.
We're going to unpack one listener's experience with some seriously unsettling neighbors.
Okay.
They sent us the story chapter by chapter, and we're here to, I don't know, kind of try to make sense of it all.
Interesting. What intrigues me right off the bat is how this story, it really challenges our assumptions about community, you know?
Yeah.
We often think of it as a source of comfort, support, those warm, fuzzy feelings, right?
Exactly, yeah.
But as we're going to see, those dynamics, they can shift.
Right.
And sometimes they reveal, well, a much darker side of human behavior.
Yeah, no, totally. It's like a neighborhood block party.
Right.
Gone very, very wrong.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Our listener, let's just call them Alex.
Okay.
For the sake of this deep dive.
Sure.
Alex describes this modest building, Maple Street, we'll call it.
Okay.
Families, newcomers, you know, the usual mix, nothing too out of the ordinary.
Right.
But then there are these little details kind of sprinkled throughout that first chapter.
Okay.
Like almost like little breadcrumbs, you know?
Yeah.
Alex mentions kids screaming late at night.
Oh, wow.
Almost every night.
Mm-hmm.
Did that strike you as a red flag at all?
Absolutely. Yeah. While it's easy to kind of dismiss those sorts of incidents when they're in isolation.
Yeah.
Those subtle cues, those little details, those breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
They often hold incredibly valuable information about, you know, the underlying maybe tensions within a community.
Yeah.
Children especially, they're so attuned to their environment.
Yeah.
They pick up on things.
They're little sponges, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so their behavior can be a real barometer for what's really going on.
Okay, so picture this. The Smiths move in. Older couple.
Okay.
Pretty unassuming, you know, at first glance.
Right.
But almost immediately, there are these, well, I don't know, oddities, I guess you could call them.
Like what?
Alex catches the daughter, Lisa, constantly peering out from behind their perpetually locked door.
Oh, wow.
Which, I mean, that's a little weird, right?
Yeah.
And then there's the son, Tommy, who goes from playing in the hallway with all the other kids to, like, completely withdrawn.
Wow. So what is going on here, do you think?
Well, it's possible the Smiths were already carrying, you know, some internal conflicts, anxieties, maybe, even before they moved in.
Okay.
Relocating, moving, it can be a really significant stressor.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And for folks who might be, I don't know, predisposed to certain psychological vulnerabilities, it can exacerbate things, you know.
Yeah.
Existing issues, or even trigger new ones.
Yeah, and boy, do things escalate in this story.
Okay.
Quickly.
Right.
One night, smoke starts billowing out from under the Smith's door.
No.
Total panic, right?
Yeah.
Fire department's called. Everyone's checking on everyone else.
Right.
And Lisa, cool as a cucumber, brushes it off like nothing happened.
But Alex's boyfriend, Mark, he's a stickler for details. He swears he smelled smoke coming from their place earlier that day.
Interesting. See, this introduces the element of gaslighting.
Ooh, gaslighting. Okay.
Which is a form of psychological manipulation.
Right.
Where the abuser, they distort reality.
Wow.
To make the victim doubt their own perceptions, their sanity, you know.
It's like messing with someone's head, basically.
Exactly. Yeah. And so Lisa's denial, if it was deliberate,
yeah,
could be an early attempt to control the narrative, you know.
Oh,
just flight suspicion.
So she wants everyone to question basically what they saw and smelled.
Potentially, yeah.
Wow, okay.
It's about control, you know.
And speaking of things that set off alarm bells,
yeah,
this is where a new character enters the scene. A friend of the Smiths, a guy named Frank, mm-hmm, starts showing up.
Okay.
And get this.
Yeah.
He's always carrying around this spiked baseball bat.
Oh, no.
Spike.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So right away.
Not good.
Yeah. Not a good sign, right?
No.
The introduction of Frank, especially with a prop like that, it immediately raises the stakes.
It does, because objects can hold symbolic power.
Yeah.
And in this case, that bat, it's not about baseball.
Yeah.
It's a tool of intimidation.
Right.
A very real threat.
Yeah. It sends chills down your spine.
Yeah, yeah.
Just thinking about it. So we've got smoke.
Right.
We've got potential gaslighting.
Oh.
We've got a guy with a spiked baseball bat.
It's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah. And the story. It's okay. Just getting started. So Frank, he's not just there for show.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
One night, Mark is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
From like a late night gaming session.
Right.
He tells Alex everything, by the way.
Okay.
And what does he see?
What?
More smoke?
No.
Billowing from under the Smith's door?
Oh, boy.
Again, right.
Yeah.
He races to get the building manager.
Okay.
And they catch Lisa, like, red-handed this time, with like a smoldering pot on the stove.
Wow.
She gives them some flimsy excuse, something about, you know, needing extra heat during a cold snap.
Sure.
But, I mean, come on. This is twice now.
See, this repetition, especially after that first fire incident.
Right.
Suggests maybe something a little more calculated.
Right.
Lisa's actions. They might actually be a form of passive aggression.
Okay.
It's a way of kind of exerting control over her environment.
Okay.
Keeping everyone else on edge.
Oh, so it creates this like constant undercurrent of fear.
Yeah.
Uncertainty.
Absolutely. That low level anxiety.
Yeah, yeah.
All the time.
Okay, so it gets worse.
What happened?
Alex finds a stranger's credit card.
Oh, good.
In the laundry room.
Okay.
And guess whose name is on it?
Whose?
Frank. Another? It's like he's just lurking around, you know, watching their every move.
Right.
Then one night, he takes that spiked bat.
Oh, no, the one.
The one?
He carries everywhere.
Yes, and TM smashes a car's headlights.
Oh, my God.
In the parking lot.
This escalation is concerning, very concerning.
Yeah.
Because now it's no longer about smoke or suspicion.
Right.
Now we're talking property damage,
yeah,
threats of violence.
Yeah, it's serious.
It's really serious. And you know what's interesting to me?
What's that?
Why haven't the other residents, why hasn't Alex contacted the authorities yet?
Yeah, that's a good question.
You know, fear of retaliation.
Right.
It's a very, very powerful silencer.
Right. Like, what if it just makes it worse?
Exactly. And it speaks to the power dynamic that Frank and the Smiths, they've created.
Yeah, it's like everyone's trapped in this, like, pressure cooker of fear.
Right.
Not knowing who to trust.
It's awful. That would be terrible.
And if that wasn't bad enough.
What? It gets worse.
A new character arrives.
Oh, no.
To stir the pot.
Okay.
Mrs. Evelyn.
Okay.
Lisa's friend.
All right.
Let's just say she really turns the creepiness factor.
Oh, boy.
Up to 11.
Okay. So this is where I think the concept of folie à deux comes in.
Okay, what is that?
So it's this rare psychiatric syndrome characterized by a shared delusion.
Oh, wow.
Between two or more people.
So they're both kind of
often
feeding off each other.
Yes. One person, the dominant personality, will influence the other.
Okay.
So it makes you wonder, you know, is Lisa feeding off of Mrs. Evelyn's anxieties?
Right.
Or vice versa?
Yeah.
Creating this feedback loop.
Okay.
That just takes a situation and just escalates it beyond what either of them would do.
Right, individually, yeah.
On their own.
Interesting, okay.
Yeah.
So Mrs. Evelyn,
yeah,
she sounds intense.
What's she like?
Alex describes her with this like unsettling laugh.
Oh no.
Like hysterical one minute, then like dead silent the next.
Oh wow.
And get this, she's trying to get the building manager fired.
Oh really?
Blaming him for everything.
Oh, classic.
That's going wrong.
Deflection tactic, yeah.
Really?
Shifting blame. it's a way for some people to remove themselves from the equation.
Okay.
You know, paint themselves as the victim.
Right.
Very effective way of manipulating, creating doubt.
So with the building manager kind of distracted now.
Yeah.
The smoke incidents, they continue.
Of course.
Right. And then one night, Frank, he takes it up a notch.
Okay. How so?
He swings his bat at Alex and Mark.
Oh, my God.
While they're watching from their window.
Oh, my gosh. Are they okay?
They're lucky he missed.
Oh, my God. This is really scary now.
Yeah. It's terrifying. And they know now they need evidence.
Right.
Right. Like, this is getting out of hand.
Right.
So they set up a hidden camera.
Okay.
And what do you know? They capture Frank's bat-wielding rage.
Wow.
On a video.
They have proof.
But here's the thing. They're too afraid to go to the police.
Oh, no. Why?
They think it'll just make things worse.
Oh, no. This is the dilemma, right?
Yeah.
This is that agonizing decision.
Right.
A lot of people in these situations, they face this.
Right.
Do you speak out, risk the retaliation, or do you just stay silent and hope for the best?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a tough call.
It is a tough call. It's a complex calculation.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the perceived risks, they often outweigh the benefits of coming forward.
And you can feel Alex's frustration.
Yeah.
You just want to live in peace.
Right. Who doesn't?
Right. But it feels like no one is listening.
Yeah.
And to make matters worse, Mrs. Evelyn.
Uh-oh. What does she do?
She's like a dog with a bone, you know? She's turned into this like self-proclaimed watchdog.
Oh, boy.
Constantly undermining the building manager.
Okay.
Just stirring up drama.
She's like loving it.
Yeah. It's like she enjoys the chaos.
You know, it's possible.
Yeah.
That she derives a sense of power.
Oh, okay.
Control from the chaos.
Interesting.
By creating conflict.
Yeah.
She becomes a central figure.
Right.
Someone that people have to pay attention to.
Exactly. Exactly.
Even if that attention rooted in fear.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. And her tactics, they're working. Because the building's sense of community, it's completely shattered.
Mm.
It's gone.
People are afraid to leave their apartments.
Wow.
The trust has evaporated.
Right.
Everyone's walking on eggshells.
Right. But then what happens?
Things come to a head.
Okay. So this is it. The climax.
Yeah.
So understanding the bystander effect is going to be really crucial here.
Okay. So it's like everything's building up to this moment.
Right.
You know, it's like something out of a nightmare, right?
Yeah.
Smoke filling the hallway.
Right.
Frank with that terrifying spiked bat.
Right.
Mrs. Evelyn almost like seeming to enjoy the chaos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alex and Mark, they're caught right in the middle of it all.
Oh, no.
But just when you think it can't get any crazier.
It does.
It does. Sirens pierce the night.
Oh,
the fire department.
They showed up.
They arrive.
Oh, but they're not alone.
Who else is there?
The other residents, you know, drawn by all the commotion.
Yeah.
They finally come out of their apartments.
Wow. So they finally.
It's like this spontaneous outpouring of like solidarity. Everyone just banding together.
That's amazing. I mean, talk about collective empowerment.
Yeah.
They finally.
It's like the power of community, right?
Yes. Because individually, they felt powerless.
Right.
But as this united front, they represent a force, you know, that can't be ignored.
Right. And they've disrupted the power dynamic that Frank and the Smiths have, you know, carefully constructed.
It's like that moment in a movie, right?
Yes.
Where the townspeople finally stand up to the bully.
Yes. Exactly.
And you can practically see the surprise on Frank's face.
Right.
He hesitates that bat wavering.
Yeah.
And then slowly he lures it.
It's like the scales have tipped.
That hesitation speaks volumes.
Right.
It suggests that even someone like Frank, who has been the aggressor this whole time, recognizes that shift.
Right. Okay.
The community has challenged his control.
Wow. So Frank's disarmed.
Okay.
The police arrive.
All right.
They take control of the situation.
Okay.
The Smiths and Frank taken into custody.
Okay.
And this is where the story takes even more of a turn.
Really? What happened?
The police uncover, get this, a history.
Okay.
Of harassment.
Wow.
Intimidation.
No way.
Spanning years.
Oh, my goodness.
And Mrs. Evelyn.
Yeah. What about her?
She's got a rap sheet longer than a CVS receipt.
Are you serious? So it's like
evictions, restraining orders.
Wow.
You name it.
So it's like what we see on the surface,
yeah.
often just the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
It's a good reminder.
Yeah.
to pay attention to those red flags.
Yes.
Those gut feelings, you know.
Right.
And to really foster open communication.
Yes. Talk to your neighbors.
Exactly. In our communities.
Yeah.
To prevent these situations from even happening.
From escalating. Yeah. And remember Lisa?
Yes. What about Lisa?
And that whole charade with the, you know, with the wood stove.
The fires, yeah.
Turns out those fires weren't accidents at all.
Really?
The police find all sorts of fire hazards in their apartment.
Oh my gosh.
Faulty wiring. I mean, you name it. It's like they were intentionally.
Wow. So they were creating
a dangerous situation.
Wow. That level of premeditation suggests a really deliberate intent to harm.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that just changes the whole story.
Right.
It's no longer difficult neighbors.
Right.
This is sinister.
Yes.
This is really scary.
Deep breaths, everyone, because the nightmare
it's over.
Finally ends.
Okay, good.
The Smiths
and
their accomplice, Mrs. Evelyn, out of the picture.
Vaughn.
Justice,
right,
at least legally speaking, has been served.
Yeah.
But what's truly inspiring, I think, is how the residents of Maple Street, they begin to heal and rebuild.
That's fantastic because trauma,
especially
when it's shared like that,
can
really have a profound impact.
Absolutely.
But it doesn't have to define a community.
Right, exactly. And they show that because that's exactly what happens.
What happens?
They rebuild.
That's great.
The building gets a security upgrade.
Right.
But more importantly, they start looking out for each other.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Right. They form neighborhood watch groups.
Yeah.
They check in on their elderly neighbors.
That's fantastic.
They rebuild that sense of trust that was just shattered.
It's a beautiful thing, you know, because it reminds me that even in those dark moments, even after those unsettling experiences, we still crave that.
Yes.
That
connection.
The belonging.
Yeah.
It's what makes us resilient.
Absolutely.
Not only to, you know, the external threats.
Right.
But to the things that are going on in here.
Right.
The anxieties.
Yeah.
The uncertainties of life.
Yeah. No, I love that. And you know, throughout this whole ordeal, what really stayed with me.
What's that?
Is something that Alex said.
Okay.
Towards the end of their story.
What did they say?
They said, the nightmare, it might be over.
Okay.
But it's a reminder that monsters, they don't always lurk in the shadows.
Wow.
Sometimes they live right next door.
Oh, wow.
And it got me thinking, you know, what are the signs?
Right.
The everyday red flags that we should all be paying attention to.
Yeah. What can we do?
You know, how do we create community
where
people feel empowered to speak up? Where these situations are less likely to even take root in the first place?
It's such an important question. And, you know, to me, it's a call for greater awareness.
Yes.
For empathy.
Yes.
For fostering that that sense of shared responsibility.
Absolutely.
Yes. For each other.
Yeah. I love that.
Because ultimately, the best defense that we have against the darkness is not fear.
Right.
It's the strength that we find in each other.
Yes.
In our communities.
That's human connection again.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, that is a wrap.
Okay.
On today's deep dive,
right?
Into the dark side of community.
It was quite a deep dive.
It really was. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this story.
Yeah. What do you think?
Have you experienced anything similar?
Right. Or how have you seen communities come together?
Yes.
When things get tough.
Head over to our website, social media.
Yeah. Tell us everything.
Share your reflections, your stories.
We want to hear it all.
And until next time, stay curious. And stay connected.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.